This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montagne. Good morning. Today, July 1st, is the start of the new budget year for most states. Except this year, several of them don't have budgets. Partisan politics and hard times have combined to thwart the budget process. Illinois is among the states facing massive cuts in services. In Arizona, for instance, many state parks are being shut down and campers are being asked to leave. Here in California, though, the problem is extremely severe. Cash is so short that the state is planning to issue IOUs. Lawmakers worked up until midnight last night in another failed attempt to fix the state's $24 billion deficit. John Myers of member station KQED joins us from the state capitol, Sacramento. Good morning.
Good morning.
And John, it appears lawmakers missed one of the bigger deadlines last night.
They sure did. You're exactly right. They couldn't agree on a solution to this $24 billion deficit, as you said, in California. And this is on top of a $40 billion deficit the state had in February. They're really stuck in the same place they've been for weeks. And the really tough part about what has happened in the last 24 hours is by not taking action before midnight struck here in California, the state has now missed an opportunity to solve at least $3 billion of that deficit. And in fact, they could have added money to the problem. Now, I know that sounds confusing, but it's all about this complicated language in the California Constitution and that they had to do some things by midnight. The bottom line, though, is those missed savings are going to make finding consensus a lot harder here in Sacramento beginning this morning.
What are the sticking points at this point in time?
Well, a familiar battle here in California over spending and taxes, and certainly happens in other parts of the country. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the state's legislature, as majority Democrats in the legislature, have been battling over two big issues. The first one is whether the state's deficit can be erased all through spending cuts and maneuvers like borrowing, or whether any taxes could be raised. Now, Schwarzenegger and some of the fellow Republicans in the legislature agreed to raise taxes back in February, but they say that's a one-time deal. Democrats are fighting these elimination of social programs, which Schwarzenegger wants to do. And the governor has wanted an entire $24 billion package on his desk. He wanted it by midnight, and that could be days or weeks away. The governor talked about needing that full fix to reporters yesterday afternoon.
For the last month, there were debates. There was finger-pointing, there was dialogue, accusations, but none of that will really solve the budget. What solves the budget is the will to go in there and to make the necessary and the tough cuts and to go and solve the entire $24 billion problem.
Now, Governor Schwarzenegger has been using the threat of having to hand out IOUs as a way of trying to bring lawmakers around. That obviously hasn't happened now. The time has come. What exactly are these IOUs?
Well, they're simply put, they're a promise for the state of California to pay the person who is owed money when there's enough money in the bank. We issued them back in 1992, and that was really the only time that they've been out in circulation since the Great Depression in California. They look like a government check, but they're stamped with language that says not redeemable until October. Now, the real question is whether financial institutions will cash them because they could be paid back with interest, or whether people are going to have to sit on those IOUs for several months, which could be really troubling.
Who will actually be getting these IOUs?
Well, about $3.4 billion of IOUs are going to go out this month in July. It's companies that do business with the state, but really more importantly, some welfare recipients could get IOUs in California and people who are expecting a tax refund. So there really will be effects felt all across the state.
John, I almost hate to ask this question, but where does California go from here? What's next?
Well, it's hard to say. There really is no consensus, and that is a tremendous problem. It has been for weeks. And really, there are financial implications for the whole country. I mean, the old saying is as California goes, so goes the nation. You know, one of every eight Americans live out here in the Golden State. There's a lot at stake for the national economy. There's some economists who think that the problems California is having will slow down the economic recovery of the whole country. And so there's a lot of worried people here in California and no real solution as to where we go.
John, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
John Myers is the Sacramento Bureau Chief for member station KQED.